Performing in the Dallas area this weekend is Alex Thomas. He's in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Good morning, man. How you doing?
I am doing good, and it smells like red velvet in here right now. I know that much. You are not lying.
Yes. That's the deal. Yeah, I saw Alex Thomas, November?
Yes.
We were in Macau.
We were in Macau.
At the fight?
Yes, Macau, China. I know people, that might be hard for people to believe, that, but we're not lying, right, Tom?
Yeah. I still have to pinch myself. Yeah, we went to the Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, they gave me chopsticks on the plane and everything. It was really cool. It was my first time going to China. Actually, it was we call it our baby moon instead of our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
For me and my wife, we were supposed to go to Africa. But Ebola broke out, and I was not going to have her get extra shots as she's pregnant. So we ended up going to Macau, China for the fight. And I saw Tom Joyner out there. We got to see the Pacquiao fight. It was fun.
Say hello to J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Alex?
My idol? J. Anthony Brown?
Your African-American idol?
My African-American idol, Mr. J. Anthony Brown. How you doing, Jay?
What's going on, man?
What city are you in right now? Because I know you'll be on the moon with a mic and be doing live remotes.
So how and why is he your idol?
Why is J. Anthony Brown my idol? Because, I mean, just being real, he was the first guy to literally put me on a comedy stage in 1991 at a spot in L.A. called Maverick's Flat.
Uh-huh. Maverick's Flat was the place, Sybil.
And a brand new comic like I was those years, there was only two places in L.A. we were able to get on. We weren't able, the young black comics couldn't get on the Laugh Factories, the Comedy Stores, the Improvs. It was just the Comedy Act Theater and Maverick's Flat.
And Jay put you up.
And Jay put me up.
Did you rip it up?
Did I rip it up?
Yeah,
I got it up. I got a cool little, I only had 3 minutes of material. So I killed for a hot 258. And Jay liked me. And every week I was there. Wow. Was I not, Jay? Loyal every single
week? Every
week.
Every week. It had no alcohol, no air condition. But it was nice, man.
And Jay made us super strong as young black comics. Uh-huh. Like I told him earlier, Jay had to be the only comic I've ever seen. He get a standing ovation on the intro of you. How you gonna get a standing ovation with my credits, which was nothing at that time? My only credit is he's from around the corner. Give it up for Alex Thomas, you know what I mean? So it was crazy.
And you told us you were born and raised in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he was born and raised in LA.
Born and raised, South Central LA. My parents were from South Central LA. I was born and raised in South Central.
What school did you go to, Alex?
I went to Fairfax High School. Well, high school, we got to the west side. You know what I mean? But I was born and raised in the hood. Like, everybody in my family was a Crip or a Blood.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Cub Scout. So, you know, the gang thing didn't work out for me.
Good. You know, that's a good thing. Okay.
You know, I've never been to jail. I could wear any color I wanted. You know what I mean? So it was fun. Yeah, I ended up telling jokes for a living, and here we are, 20-something years later.
Wow. That's really unheard of to be, you know, be a second generation.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then make it. And make it.
And
right?
Then make it. Yeah. Exactly.
Who learned you how to spoke?
Oh, how you remember my old jokes?
Yeah, I play it all the time.
Oh, my God. That
who
is...
learned you how to
who
spoke?
Who learned you how to spoke, man?
You almost, you know what, you're making me blush, and I got a little chill.
Because
it's crazy when people, like, I was just telling my man, it's like, when people come up to me and go, yo, do you still do the joke about? Do you still do the joke about? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Jay knows this, too. It's like crazy when you jokes you did 10, 15 years ago, and you kind of don't even remember your own joke.
Right.
I'd have to look at old Def Comedy Jam tapes or Comic View tapes to even remember that.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a classic, Alex.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Time really, really flies by.
And you did a routine where you were talking about old school hip hop songs.
Oh, my God.
And you
take them. I call it, it's a part of my routine where I say, can I take y'all down ignorant memory lane?
Right.
Right. So I compare old school versus the new school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I talk to everybody in the audience, like, who's 30 and older when you actually remember every word the rapper said?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Opposed to today, going up in the club on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? Don't give a about you or anything that you do. Don't give up. You know what I mean? It's just times have changed. You know what I mean? Ignorance is at an all-time high.
Yes, it is.
Half the rappers out there right now, you can't tell me they went past third grade. I'm sorry. Fifth grade, they already had two houses. They were selling dope and guns.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Times have changed.
Oh, my God.
Do I have too much energy for you guys this early in the morning?
No, we need it.
No.
Oh, okay.
We love it.
But, you know, it just feels good to be all these years and still be on TV. My new TV show, Mr. Box Office,
yeah,
me, Bill Bellamy, Vivica Fox, John Lovitz, Saturday Night Live, Tony Roberts is on the show.
So what are you, like
Tim Meadows,
episode number
36
what,
right
now?
We're doing 104.
They got 500 shows they
got. Right, right.
Yeah, we'll be taping to 2019.
Okay. I know.
Right. Not mad at that.
Shout out to Byron Allen, who's suing people for $200 billion.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure y'all know that story.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we are.
I'm just happy to still be on TV, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you come from music.
Yeah, I came from the
real music,
lineage. Jamie Foxx always teases me. He's like, dude, because I grew up in a house with two pianos in the house. My mom's a classical pianist. Every horn you can think of, and I end up telling jokes for a living. The music didn't.
Because who was your dad again?
My dad, he's still alive. His name is Alexander Thomas. He was the original Earth, Wind, and Fire. They used to be called the Phoenix Horns. It was him, Maurice Verdeen.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, long story short, when Earth, Wind, and Fire was just a black hippie band, my dad was with Earth, Wind, and Fire from the beginning to about 1978, 79.
Wow.
And then after he left Earth, Wind, and Fire, he just produced. Like, I have pictures when I was a kid in the studio with Stevie Wonder, Minnie Riperton, Slide, Family Stone, you know what I mean? All these, they all knew my dad as the producer, the songwriter, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So kind of who knew my career would kind of end up being like a lot of the young comics had no idea I was a writer on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I wrote for 4 years. Everybody always hears me thank Will Smith because that was my first job in Hollywood. I was silently behind a lot of the black folks in the early 90s, behind the Wayans brothers for 5 years, behind Jamie Foxx, behind Martin. I was writing for Caps.
You got
for
a
years.
Great story, Alex.
Well, you're not behind
really
anybody
did.
No more, man.
Oh, that's no, right. No. It's time, front, for, it's time for me to go
time
solo.
To shine, right.
And congratulations, your first baby.
Thank you. 8 months pregnant, 8 months married. She got pregnant that night.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We didn't waste no time.
Yeah, Bracey,
if
right
you're listening, I love
it,
you.
Alex Thomas. This weekend.
Absolutely. Everybody got to come out and see me at the Arlington Improv.
Arlington Improv.
Even though it's 20 degrees outside.
It won't be. It'll be great.
Am I done or is there more?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.